Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Ameen. I'd like to welcome everyone back to our daily du'as of the Quran series. Again, just as a heads up, this series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Since 2016, Penny Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean waters to families across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Penny Appeal USA has helped over a million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue this effort with the support of people like you. To join their You Are the Difference Ramadan campaign and change a life, visit pausa.org/Qalam. Again, that's pausa.org/QALAM. Just as a, you know, reminder, there's obviously a lot of fundraising happening this month. There's a lot of great causes. So we ask that you please check out pausa.org just to learn about the work that they are doing and consider them when you are donating, inshallah. So inshallah, today we're going to be looking at a dua in Surah Al-A'raf, that's surah number 7, ayah number 23. Now before we go into this dua, let me give you a little bit of background, because it's quite an interesting dua when we look at it. This dua is actually referenced in Surah Al-Baqarah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very early on in Surah Al-Baqarah, he mentions for the first time in the Quran, if you're reading from beginning to end, the story of the creation of Adam alayhi salam, basically our origin story. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, is telling the angels the objective behind our creation, right? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to create mankind so that they can be representatives, they can be vicegerents in the earth. Then, you know, the whole incident we know between Adam alayhi salam and Shaytan, where Adam alayhi salam and Hawa are in Jannah, and they've been told to enjoy the luxuries of Jannah. However, they've been told, don't go near this one tree, right? Don't eat from this tree. Don't go near it, rather. And then we know that, you know, Shaytan tempts Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, and he keeps kind of coming at them over and over. And there's different words used in different tellings of this narrative. Sometimes the word waswasa is used, and waswasa is an interesting thing. It's like that thought that pops in your head. We usually use the word whisper to translate, but whisper makes it seem like, you know, two people are talking quietly. But whisper in the sense of, it's almost like you hear the thought, you hear that kind of, you know, motivation to do something you're not supposed to, and then you're like left wondering where it came from. You're almost looking for the source. Right. And Shaytan kept tempting. And ultimately, we know that, you know, Adam alayhi salam fell, or as the Quran mentions, that Shaytan, you know, deluded Adam alayhi salam and Hawa into eating from the tree. And one of the important things that we learn from this is that what was the outcome of that disobedience about, you know, not fulfilling that commandment of Allah? And the Quran mentions it in many places when this incident is mentioned, but the consequence of that disobedience was shame, where Adam, Aysam, and Hawa were exposed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that, you know, they were exposed, they all of a sudden became unclothed. And immediately what Adam, Aysam, and Hawa begin to do is they start to try to cover themselves up with the leaves of Jannah. Right. And that's a very interesting thing. And again, I'm kind of just going through it a little bit quickly here. But in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this dua that we're going to look at. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after this whole incident, after Adam and Hawa eat from the tree, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, well, why did you do that when you were, you know, clearly commanded not to do that? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches Adam alayhi salam the words to seek forgiveness with. And this is a very beautiful concept. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then Adam alayhi salam was inspired with words of prayer by his Lord, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance. Surely he's the acceptor of repentance and the most merciful. This is such a beautiful, I mean, idea if you think about it. We're being taught as human beings through the example of our father, Adam alayhi salam, that, you know, making mistakes is part of being a human, right? Falling short is part of being a human. But what we're also learning is that while that is a default for human beings, the default for righteous believing people is to make tawbah and to seek forgiveness, right? A lot of times we just stop at the first part. We stop at the part where part of being human is to be forgetful, to have shortcomings, to make mistakes. But what we're learning through this, it's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, gave mankind this tool to stay connected with Allah, to combat that problem of humanity, humanity having shortcomings, being forgetful, making mistakes. To combat that, before even sending Adam alayhi salam and Hawa to earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us this lesson that the tool, the instrument that is used that we have to save us from that problem of forgetting or making mistakes is to seek forgiveness and make tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that teaches Adam alayhi salam the words with which to seek forgiveness. And those are the words that we're looking at today. So while in Surah Al-Baqarah, that dua is referenced where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah inspired those words to Adam alayhi salam. When now in Surah Al-A'raf, we get to hear what those words were, right? We're getting a different angle. And that's one of the beautiful things about the Quran is that, yes, a lot of the moments or incidents are repeated. A lot of the stories of the prophets are repeated, but there's always a bit of a different twist. You're getting a different angle. So in Surah Al-Baqarah, the dua itself was not highlighted, but in Surah Al-A'raf it is. So the dua now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam to seek forgiveness with, to make tawbah with, is the dua that we're looking at today in ayah number 23. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, they both make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after being taught it by Allah. Say, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So they replied, or both of them said, again referring to Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, our Lord. So Rabbana, we've talked about this before, I think probably in every dua session, because pretty much every single one we've had has had the word Rabb in it. Allah is the sustainer. You're calling upon Allah as the one who sustains you, who nourishes you, who takes care of you from beginning to end. If you want to think about a murabbi, it's someone who's concerned with your well-being and your upbringing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, it's a very beautiful concept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just create us, but He created us, and then He continued to sustain us, and then He continues to give us a beautiful upbringing, right? And that's part of Allah being our Rabb. That's that call that we're making. We're saying, Rabbana, our Lord, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. So they say, we have wronged ourselves. Dhalama is a very interesting word. It gets translated many ways. it gets translated as oppression. Sometimes we have oppressed ourselves, we have wronged ourselves. Another way to think about this is that we've, you know, crossed the line, right? We've crossed the line. We did something we weren't supposed to, right? And I think that's one way to think about it. But again, the more interesting thing here is not the word valama, but the word anfusana, that we wronged ourselves. And this is such an interesting concept. Think about what just happened. This really teaches us how to think about disobedience of Allah, right? When you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't harm Allah, right? It doesn't affect Allah. Our disobedience, our wrongdoing, our dhulm, it affects us. We're the ones that are impacted by it. And that's why, you know, we're rushing to seek forgiveness. Because when we disobey Allah, you know, just in that verbiage, when you say, I disobeyed Allah, it seems like the action is being done to Allah. Na'udhu billah. But in reality, our actions affect us. Our disobedience of Allah affects us. So when they're seeking forgiveness, they're recognizing this reality that, oh Allah, we wronged ourselves by disobeying you, O Allah. And then that reality, now the kind of the solution to that, how do you solve that problem, right? You've wronged yourself. And the solution is in the continuation of the dua, وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. If you do not forgive us, and if you do not show us mercy, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then we will definitely be amongst the losers. So again, the two things that they're seeking is forgiveness, تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا, and seeking Allah's mercy. These are two words we see in so many du'as. And again, I mentioned this to you before in a previous session, but the idea of istighfar is you're seeking forgiveness from Allah for that shortcoming in your relationship with Allah, for that shortcoming in your obedience to Allah. And then when you're seeking mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from ever exposing these shortcomings, to protect you from falling into this again in the future. That's what you're seeking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And then ultimately, it's a conditional statement. This dua is, we're saying that if, oh Allah, you don't forgive us and you don't show us mercy, then we will be amongst the losers. We will definitely be lost, right? Without your mercy and without your forgiveness, O Allah, we are lost. And again, this is that beautiful lesson that we're learning, right? You know, that Adam Aleyhisselam is learning, the first of creation, right? The first of mankind is learning this lesson that yes, part of being human is that we will make mistakes. That will happen. But what we're learning from this example is that part of making mistakes is to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn to Allah and make tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. There's a very important, you know, component about seeking forgiveness. A lot of times we've been taught, like we think of tawbah and istighfar in the light of the shortcoming only, right? I had to do it because I messed up, therefore I'm bad, right? Instead, what we're taught to think about is tawbah and forgiveness, or tawbah and istighfar, we have to seek it with confidence. That once you sincerely seek tawbah from Allah, and once you sincerely seek forgiveness, you should feel confident and happy that Allah will forgive you. Right? You should have that confidence. We're not meant to beat ourselves up forever. Right? Because the reality is we're probably going to mess up again. And we're probably going to have to seek forgiveness again. That's part of the process. And as long as we keep seeking forgiveness and we continue to make tawbah, and of course, you know, there's conditions for tawbah, which is that, you know, you don't intentionally keep repeating the same thing. Again, very obvious. You don't want to be hypocritical. If you're seeking forgiveness and you're sincere in your tawbah, you're sincere in the fact that you're not going to repeat that thing either, right? And that doesn't mean that if you fall into it again, it's all wasted. No, you can make tawbah again and again and again. And it's part of being human. Part of being human is to make tawbah and to seek forgiveness. Again, there's a lot more that can be said here. An interesting thing to look at, if you have some time, is before this ayah, surah number 7, ayah number 23, before this, there's a mention of shaitan. And after he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see that he never seeks forgiveness. Instead, what Shaitan does is he starts justifying his mistakes, starts blaming other people, starts never takes responsibility. And because he never takes responsibility, he never seeks forgiveness. And then we're immediately being taught about Adam alayhissalam and Hawa. When they slip up, then they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be amongst those who are always turning to Him in seeking forgiveness and seeking tawbah. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to leave this month of Ramadan as people that have been forgiven of all of their shortcomings. Again, Jazakumullah khair for joining us for this du'as from the Quran series. Again, this series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. You can find out more information about the work that they're doing at pausa.org/qalam. Again, that's pausa.org/qalam. And inshallah, please join us again tomorrow, same time. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.